seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, I'm Zafira. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. Just a small contribution, darling. It's only $5,000 for the family cruise. Diana's perfectly manicured nails drummed against my dining room table, her voice honey sweet, but her eyes sharp as daggers. My mother-in-law had this way of making outrageous demands sound perfectly reasonable. Marcus, my husband of 3 years, shifted uncomfortably beside me. We'd just finished telling her about our plans to buy our first house.
Seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. And somehow she'd turned it into a pitch for her luxury vacation fund. We're saving for a down payment, Diana. We can't afford to contribute right now. I kept my voice level, remembering what my best friend Rachel always said about keeping receipts. Diana had already borrowed $12,000 from us last year for her kitchen remodel, money we never saw again. The family needs this time together. Kevin's already committed his share. She pulled out her phone, showing us pictures of cruise suites. Marcus, honey, surely you understand how important this is? I watched my husband's face, seeing the familiar conflict. Marcus was brilliant at his job as a software engineer, but his mother had decades of experience pushing his buttons. Mom, we really need to focus on the house right now. I see. Diana's lips tightened. So Zafira's turned you against family traditions, too. That's not fair. I stood up, starting to clear the dinner dishes. We're trying to build our future, maybe next year. There might not be a next year. I'm not getting any younger, and I want to create memories with my sons. Her voice cracked with practiced emotion. Remember our family cruises when you were little, Marcus? I was carrying the soup tureen back to the kitchen when I heard Marcus wavering. Maybe we could postpone the house hunt for a few months. No. I turned back, still holding the hot soup. We agreed on our priorities, Marcus. Diana, you need to respect our boundaries. She moved so quickly, I almost missed it. One moment she was seated, the next she was beside me, bumping my elbow with surprising force. The tureen tipped, and scalding soup cascaded down my chest and arms. The pain was immediate and searing. I screamed, dropping the tureen with a crash. Through tears of pain, I saw Diana's satisfied smirk vanish, replaced by a look of exaggerated horror. Oh my goodness, I was just trying to help carry things. Marcus, call an ambulance. Your wife is so clumsy. But Marcus had seen it happen. He stood frozen, face pale, looking between his mother and me as angry red blisters began forming on my skin. I fumbled for my phone, hands shaking. Not to call an ambulance, though I needed one. No, my first call was to Rachel. Hey, I need you to come document something right now. Bring your camera. Diana's face went from concerned to calculating in an instant. She hadn't realized I'd been keeping records of every accident and misunderstanding for months. Now she'd finally given me something I could prove. The emergency room lights cast harsh shadows across my burned skin as the doctor examined the angry red patches covering my chest and arms. Rachel stood nearby, professionally documenting everything with her camera while Marcus paced anxiously. Second-degree burns over 15% of your body. The doctor's voice was clinical but kind. These patterns are interesting. You said hot soup was knocked onto you? My mother-in-law bumped into me while I was carrying it. I winced as she applied burn cream. Accidentally, of course. Accidentally on purpose, Rachel muttered, adjusting her camera angle. Just like she accidentally shoved you down those stairs last Christmas? That never happened. Marcus stopped pacing. Mom caught her when she tripped. Really? Because I have photos of those bruises, too. Rachel pulled up images on her phone. And the accidental wine spill on her wedding dress, the misplaced work presentation before her promotion review. Funny how all these accidents keep happening around Diana. The doctor paused, glancing between us. I'm required to document suspected patterns of domestic incidents. Would you like me to include the previous injuries in my report? Before I could answer, Kevin burst into the exam room, still wearing his soccer coach uniform. This is ridiculous! Mom's literally crying in the waiting room because you're trying to paint her as some kind of monster. She burned me, Kevin. On purpose, because I wouldn't give her cruise money. You're exaggerating. Mom said you jerked away when she tried to help and... Wait. Marcus's voice was quiet. Mom told you it happened because Zafira jerked away? She told me she tripped on the rug. And she told the nurse she was reaching for the salt shaker. Kevin's certainty wavered. Well, maybe she was flustered. Or maybe she's lying. Rachel pulled up another file on her phone. Remember Diana's friend Sarah from book club? She reached out to me last month. Apparently, Diana has a history of accidents when people say no to her. Three former daughters-in-law before your first marriage, Marcus. All with similar stories. The room went silent except for the buzz of fluorescent lights. Marcus sank into a chair, head in his hands. I really thought I was remembering things wrong. All those times growing up when people just disappeared from our lives. Your mother's good at making people doubt themselves. I reached for his hand with my unbandaged one. But she slipped up this time. There were witnesses. Evidence. This is crazy! Kevin backed toward the door. You're all crazy. Mom would never... Security cameras! The doctor spoke up suddenly. The soup incident? It happened at your house? Most home security systems these days have indoor cameras. Just a thought. I watched realization dawn on Marcus's face. We'd installed our system last month. Kevin fled the room. 10 minutes later, my phone buzzed with a text from Diana. Let's talk about making this right. Name your price. I smiled despite the pain. Diana still thought this was about money. She had no idea what was coming. Diana swept into our living room 2 days later, carrying a gift basket full of expensive burn creams. Marcus sat stone-faced beside me on the couch, my bandaged arms resting carefully on pillows. Darling, I've been sick with worry. The cruise fund doesn't matter. I'll pay for everything. The hospital bills, new clothes to replace the ones that were ruined. Like you paid back the kitchen remodel money? The words slipped out before I could stop them. Her practiced smile flickered. Now, sweetie, that was a gift from a loving son to his mother. But let's focus on making this unfortunate accident right. Was it an accident when you pushed Carol down the deck stairs at the lake house? Marcus's quiet question made Diana freeze. Sarah told me everything this morning. Sarah? My Sarah? Color drained from Diana's face. Your former best friend Sarah, the one who watched you orchestrate accidents for anyone who didn't bow to your demands. I pulled out my phone, playing the video Sarah had sent. Diana's voice filled the room. Well, if Carol hadn't been so stubborn about the vacation house, she wouldn't have fallen. That's obviously edited, Diana's voice rose. Marcus, honey, they're trying to poison you against me. The doorbell rang. Kevin walked in with Sarah. My mother-in-law's face went from pale to ashen. I'm sorry, Diana. Sarah's hands twisted together. But after seeing what you did to Zafira, I couldn't stay quiet anymore. Carol wasn't the only one. There was John's wife, Emma, and Michael's wife, Patricia. All those childhood accidents I supposedly had? Kevin's voice shook. The ones that happened whenever Dad disagreed with you about money? Sarah showed me the hospital records. I have the security footage. Marcus held up his phone. From the soup incident. Want to watch it together, Mom? Maybe you can explain how you calculated the exact angle to make it look accidental while ensuring maximum burn coverage? Diana's mask cracked. The simpering smile vanished, replaced by cold fury. You ungrateful brats! Everything I did was for this family. Those women were gold diggers, all of them. And you? She jabbed a finger at me. Turning my own sons against me? You did that yourself. I held up my burned arms. The camera caught everything, including you stepping over me to grab your purse before calling for help. You think you've won? Diana's laugh was ugly. I've survived worse than you, little girl. The hospital will lose their records. Sarah will recant. The camera footage will vanish. Money fixes everything, and I have just confessed on camera again. Rachel stepped out from the kitchen, holding up her professional equipment. And since I'm doing a special report on domestic violence patterns for the local news, the mask shattered completely. Diana lunged for Rachel's camera, shrieking, only to be caught on video yet again, this time by three different phones. In the chaos that followed, I caught Marcus's eye. He nodded slightly, a silent apology and promise wrapped in one. The time for denial was over. 3 months after the hot soup incident, I sat in the courthouse watching Diana's carefully crafted world crumble. The judge wasn't impressed by her tearful performance. Multiple counts of assault, documented patterns of domestic violence, witness intimidation. The judge peered over her glasses. Mrs. Wilson, this court takes particularly dim view of premeditated attacks meant to cause permanent harm. Diana's designer outfit and perfect makeup couldn't hide her rage as the sentence was read. 18 months in prison, followed by 5 years probation. No contact orders for all victims, including me. You've destroyed our family. She turned to glare at me as officers approached. Everything I built? You destroyed it yourself, Mom. Marcus stood beside me, his hand gentle on my healing arm. Every time you hurt someone to get your way, every time you made us choose between truth and loyalty. The media coverage was devastating. Rachel's domestic violence special aired, featuring interviews with Diana's previous victims. Her country club membership was revoked. Former friends came forward with stories of threats and blackmail. Her carefully curated social media image shattered as old posts were re-examined in light of the truth. Kevin approached us outside the courthouse. I found Dad's old journals. All those times Mom said he abandoned us for his new family. She'd actually threatened to hurt us kids if he didn't leave. I've been talking to him. How is he? Marcus asked softly. Healing, like all of us. Kevin looked at my arms where the burn scars were fading but still visible. Safira, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you at first. You believe me now? That's what matters. 6 months later, we hosted a family dinner in our new house. The one we'd finally bought after Diana's loans were repaid through court orders. Sarah was there, along with Marcus's dad and his current family. Kevin brought his new girlfriend, who actually got to stay around now that Diana couldn't sabotage his relationships. It's strange, Marcus said later that night. I always thought family meant keeping the peace at any cost. Now I realize true family is about protecting each other from harm. Even when the harm comes from someone you love, Kevin added, helping clear dishes without any passive-aggressive commentary about my housekeeping. Amazing what proper boundaries can do. Rachel dropped by for dessert, bringing news that Diana's appeal had been denied. The judge reviewed the new evidence from her old victims. She won't be getting out early. I touched the scars on my arm, remembering the burning pain of that soup. But the real burn had been years of watching Diana hurt people while everyone pretended not to see. Now the truth was out. The wounds could finally heal. Hey. Marcus pulled me close. What are you thinking about? How sometimes the best revenge isn't about getting even. I smiled at our gathered loved ones. It's about breaking free and building something better from the ashes. The scars would always remind me of Diana's cruelty, but they also reminded me of my strength, and that family is about love, not control. Some burns heal you stronger than before. That's the end of "My mother-in-law knocked hot soup on me for saying no to her cruise fund." What would you do if you discovered that your spouse had been enabling and hiding their parents' abusive behavior toward previous partners for years? Would you try to expose the truth immediately? Or would you gather evidence first, like Zafira did? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Have you ever dealt with a family member who used accidents to control people? Tell us your story. Your experience might help others recognize similar patterns in their own lives. If you enjoyed this story of justice and healing, don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to catch more stories of standing up to toxic family members and breaking free from manipulation. New stories every week. Remember, sometimes the strongest families are the ones we rebuild after setting healthy boundaries. See you in the next video.